Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hi, hi, hi. 137 yeses and highs to you, my internet acquaintance. Yes. Yes. Doesn't that feel nice? Doesn't that feel nice? It feels nice to say. It feels nice to say. Hi. I'm LJ, Linda James, your internet acquaintance, and this is your semi-occasional internet acquaintance podcast. Yes. Yes, it is. That's what it is. Yes. Oh, it's like a phone call and you just, or a voice message, and you don't have to participate too much. First I'll say, how are you? How are you? I mean, honestly same. Well, like, I hear you. Thanks for sharing. Here's your opportunity to just, like, take a break and listen to me ramble on, because that's what I do here. Thanks for coming. Yes, yes. I am having some decaf coffee right now, and it is currently just afternoon on a Monday. Oh, it's a decaf afternoon delight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, I had a really great time in the last episode like a month ago. Yes, this is our first one of 2022. I think it is. Yes. So far, so good, you know. So far, so good. For me. It's all right. It's fine. We're here. You know, we're here. I have written down, I've meant to do this episode multiple times, but just haven't gotten to it yet. So here we are now. Thanks for your patience. But I had a great time last time with Get Ready With Me. I'm going to do that again. Not today though, because I painted my nails already. Today, I've got a natural nail with like a unicorn skin, color shift, different on each hand. One is like the solar and one is the aurora of Hollow Taco. One's like orange and one's like pink. And that's fun. It's extremely subtle. So I've done it already. I've done it. I don't have to do that. I have written down multiple topics in the book over the past few weeks, and we're going to attend to those today. Is what we're gonna do. I think we can just cruise right in. Let's start the show. I think our new song, it's official from here on out, for the foreseeable future, until I feel like changing it, it's gonna be Cantina Rag from Jackson F. Smith, care of Royalty Free Music, Free Music Library. .com or org or whatever it is. Thank you. Yes, that is our theme song for a while. You know, it's just, it doesn't irritate me, and it makes me think of Star Wars. And like, those are two pluses in my day, you know? So we're going with that for a while. So we'll start the show. That's our new song. Black Lives Matter, abolish the police, abolish ICE, fund the community. Support mutual aid, and gosh, wear your mask. It's hard out there. Keep getting those boosters and vaccines. I love them. They're great. So yes. Hi. What's in the book is the question. Let's see. Oh, many cards were in the book that fell. I thought about doing my nails. As I told you, I've done them already. I thought about doing some collaging, which we may do on the next episode together. I may just, like, because I like doing something when I talk on the pod. I thought that was a really great experience and super fun and just the right time. But today's the day. I'm going to work in, like, 2 hours. And the type of collaging that I want to do next involves glue, and I just don't have the patience for that today. I've been doing collages. We'll start with this. If you recall, in 2020, I made many collages and sent them to people. It's like New Year's cards. And this year, I again did that. I made some collages, and I sent them to some folks. around North America. And this year they were pictures of beautiful Benjamin's face. Hi, Benjamin. Benjamin is gone feral. It's like the sun is coming up more and more. So I live in the Pacific Northwest where it gets very dark for the wintertime. And the sun has been creeping up and it has just made him feral. He's standing in the window right now looking at the birds. You may see him, hear him click, click, click with his killer clicking noise that he makes when he is so frustrated that he can't jump through the window and murder birds that he click, click, clicks. So let's hope that'll be a fun nature aspect of the show today. But other than the kill, wanting to kill, 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 he is just an angel baby. And I have a beautiful photo of him that is just like, I've made so much art of him out of this photo. It's from the one time we went to the doctor. There was just really good lighting and he looked straight in the camera and I took his picture. And I've been putting stickers on these pictures around his face for fun. And decided to send some of them out as Christmas cards this year. Not Christmas cards, pardon me, we don't do that here. New Year's well-wisher cards, but holiday cards nonetheless. I feel like I should preface that this is an afternoon show and I'm having decaf coffee, okay, because I've already drank a lot of regular coffee today in the morning, in the earlier morning time. So I cannot have more caffeine, but I can have a little decaf, and the decaf is like not really decaf. It's decaf with like a little, with a touch. It's a touch of calf. It's a touch of calf. I feel like it's one of those. If you looked up online, someone would be in that comment section saying, "I went to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack and dying because there's 1 milligram of caffeine in this." They're liars, and that's true. But for me, it just like feels good, you know. Usually I drink half calf these days, but I'm out of the half calf. So I had the did the sensible thing, and I half of my day I drank regular calf, and half of my day I'm gonna be drinking decaf just to like even it out, you know? That doesn't make any sense. Benjamin is trying to get a bug on the ceiling, is what you're hearing. Benjamin. His beautiful face was a holiday card, was a New Year's card, and Black and Gold sent me this antiquarian sticker book like last year, and it had just update on my review, everyone. Thank you, Black and Gold, of the many books that Black and Gold has sent me in support of my artworks. This book is still going. This book has thousands of how many stickers does this book have? Over 1,000 exquisite Victorian stickers. I've still got many, many stickers in here. I suppose I could keep going with the stickers, but I've also got these. I've subscribed to magazines this year again. I'm keeping the publishing industry alive because I wanted stuff to collage with. So I subscribed very cheaply, slash gift with purchase subscription, slash whatever. To magazines. I've got In Style, I've got Esquire, I've got Healthy Eating, I've got so many magazines. I've got Travel and Leisure. I don't travel. I don't go anywhere. I just want to cut out pictures from the magazines. So I was planning on doing that, but ooh, the antiquarian sticker book, now that I'm looking through it, has so many good stickers. I need to just continue. Benjamin, you're banging, you're doing all sorts of things today. Would you like to get on my lap for the podcast? Come here. Benjamin. Rebecca never makes this much noise. Okay, come here. Okay. Would you like to say hello? Would you care to converse with the audience? And that's a no. That's a no. He's gonna run away. We tried. We tried. Extra rambling today, no extra charge. So back to the cards. I made many of them of his beautiful face. With that, Black and Gold also sent me some books this year. Thank you, Black and Gold. Just very supportive of the arts. And I've, with the magazines and the books that Black and Gold has sent me which are sort of reference books of patterns and things. But Lacking Old said, feel free to cut out of them, which I said, thank you. I might someday. I imagined someone coming over to my house, which like never happens. But if someone came in and they saw my bookshelf, my collection of magazines and books, and they were like, oh my gosh, what a wonderful library. And they pulled out like this big, beautiful hardcover book and opened it. It's just sliced to pieces and there's like stuff falling out. That is the bookshelf I'm curating right now. And it's fabulous. So, yes, we made some beautiful Benjamin portraits this year with collage. We've also made, you may hear him scuttling around in the background, because recently what I've been doing, you know, I work in COVID soup all day, basically. I get so many, I'm cutting hair full time. And I just get notifications constantly that I've been exposed to COVID, but I keep testing and knock on particle board wood, whatever this desk is. I just keep not having COVID, so that's great. You know, I just wear my mask and got my vaccines, and I'm just like pushing gaily forward and letting the air flow around me. And my clients wear masks. And I give them a little pinch on the nose if I don't like how it's fitting sometimes. But I'm compared to the psychotic that I was in the beginning of the pandemic, where all my mental illnesses exploded. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for supporting me through that. I'm like totally pretty chill, you know? But when I'm done with work, I pretty much like to just like hang out with Benjamin and very few others. And so this past week, okay, none of this has even been in the book so far. We haven't even touched what was written in the book. This past week, I guess 2 weeks we've been going since Benjamin got his very own, yes, that's right, modernist Seattle mansion condominium. I don't go anywhere to buy things, so except for QFC occasionally to buy food. But mostly I'm ordering anything I need online. And recently I purchased two stools for on account of my body pain. That are the saddle stools that are ergonomic, you know, and I'm just like scooting around and I'm feeling great also. My body pain is doing great. We'll talk about my fitness journey another day. But part of maintaining is that I've decided in 2022 that I am not standing up all day. I am using the stool. And I love the stool so much that I bought one for work and one for home. And I'm just cutting your hair while I'm sitting on a horse that has wheels and for half the time. And it's great. And I feel great. And I love it. And so I bought two of them. And they came in big boxes. And so with those big boxes that had a box within a box as well, I have constructed my biggest ever cardboard cat condominium. Yes. Yes, that's right. And Benjamin is living it up inside. It has got, let me take you for an audio tour. Hi, MTV. Welcome to my cat's crib. Let me show you around. Now, it started, we did have an expansion. It started as a three-story modernist condominium. And then we, you know, it's very hilly here. It's very hilly. And so there was room and, you know, the structural availability to create a basement floor as well, just into the hill. So that's like, we'll start on the bottom floor, which is new in the history of the home. It's only a week old. But the bottom floor is just a big basement with a garage door, one garage door in the middle. And it is quite large. You could fit about, I would say you could fit about 8 cats in there comfortably. So, but that's just the basement. It does have a garage door. It's for the extra cars, because this is a modern Seattle brutalist condominium. And so Benjamin does have multiple cars because he works in tech. And Benjamin has, he's not storing multiple cars in the bottom floor right now. He's storing crinkly paper that he likes to just go around him. It's perhaps, ooh, that's his gym. He has a home gym currently down in the basement instead of the cars because he loves to just go in there and crinkle around and work on his fitness. We did order some 5-pound bag of rice and some, what else did I get? Something else too. I think some retinol. And that box did get added on as a garage. Now, Benjamin's not driving any cars recently, but he does have a bike and he keeps it in there. And then on the side, we decided to, on the side of the house, there was a little bit of room, you know, on the street. And so we decided, wouldn't it be wonderful if we built, just built out a little bit, a sort of shed, potting shed connected to the house. It's an independent structure. You can't enter the house through the potting shed, but it is beautiful and it is there. And it's like a little bit of a smaller door, so it's fun for him to try to squeeze his little body in there. And then if you, when you go up a level, now we're on the main floor of the house, there is an entry door over the back door, which serves as the front door, really, is over the garage. So you can, if you were a tiny, if you were perhaps a bird-sized creature, you might take a stairway up to the door, but Benjamin just jumps right on top of the garage. And he goes in through the swinging doors. He's got French doors. And many wide rectangular windows around the top. And now, and this is, in this floor is, you know, it's a, there's a seating area is what there is. And there's a pillow. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. There's a pillow inside that area. So that's like the living room. I forgot to mention that on the side of the other side of the house, aside on the other side from the potting shed, okay, following along, basement level, but it stretches two floors. Very nice. We had this modernist sculpture slash scratching pad. And so we hot glued it on right to the side of the wall. Now, I didn't mention the materials that we're using to bind the house is hot glue and a little bit of tape. We're taping the boxes closed again. We're using a pocket knife, a Gerber knife, to cut out the doors and windows, and we are hot gluing levels together. We are hot gluing features onto the sides. That's all. That is our materials. In case you're with the state, you know, and you wanted to know what our building permit says. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wraparound windows. Scratching pad in the shape of a wave. Okay, this is stunning. Stunning modern art on this brutalist home that is also useful. Now, if this were a if this were on 12th Avenue in Seattle, that scratch wall would be a green wall. There is a building there that is pretty much this building, and that is where they have their green wall, but they don't take care of it. It's like, you know, like hanging, like it's built into this wall for all these plants, and like it's like a fake green Seattle, like, eat the food off the walls of your building, but it's always like, just, they're always just like, they're not thriving. The plants are not thriving. I think it's 12th Ave. Maybe it's 10th. Yeah, so that's the ground level. And then up a level, we've got, on top of that, we've got a smaller level, and that is where the master bedroom is. And that is a very, very nice feature for any homeowner. It has a balcony off of the bedroom. So the box is a little bit to the right. Again, wraparound windows, French doors to the balcony. And then we've got outdoor patio space, and we used the cardboard that we cut out of the windows to make a balcony along for safety. And we've got a stuffed animal sitting up there. That's one of his friends. We've also like drawn little tables, and we've put flower stickers around the property as landscaping. Now, inside in the bedroom, instead of a bed, we have decided that we ordered something from Shop Disney. We did. And we, you know, it came wrapped in of just a beautiful piece of tissue paper, one singular beautiful piece of tissue paper that did nothing to protect anything inside. But isn't that charming that they included that to think that it was a piece of magic? And I suppose, joke's on me, it was, because now it's inside of Benjamin's. I've saved it and put it in Benjamin's apartment, and it is his crinkle paper of a slightly different material. It's got silhouettes of Disney characters inside, and that's his bedding. That is in the bedroom. Little decaf moment. Yeah, and then on top we've got even a smaller box. And that is you know, I don't know what that is. It's a little, I imagine it is a little glass. How, maybe it's a greenhouse. The potting shed may be all the way down in the basement level, but the greenhouse is on top. And it's also a widow's walk. And there's a balcony out there as well. And occasionally I've been taking toilet paper roll and then putting, I've been using the bamboo toilet paper, which is like just so much better. Well, I'm not going to argue this with you. I have a bidet. I don't want to talk poop. But I have the bamboo toilet paper comes wrapped in tissue paper, and he loves the tissue paper. So I put the tissue paper in the toilet paper roll and then hot glue it to the top like a little antenna sort of sculpture. And then it's a prize for him to knock off the top of the building. It's fun. We're having a great time. How long have I been talking about this? I've got to know. Time stamp, 22 minutes. Well, we're pretty proud of it. That's what I've been doing. Benjamin's been having a great time with it. I started telling someone, a customer at work, about it while I was cutting their hair. And they like weren't really paying attention to me. And they were like, this is where you live? And I said, no. This is a cardboard structure that I've built for my cat. This is inside. I live in a basement apartment. And my cat lives in the four-story, brutalist, modern, green Seattle condo. And they said, oh, well, that's fun. They were like really, really, they like must have been an Amazon worker or something, like a corporate Amazon person. And they were like, while they were not understanding, their life was flashing before their eyes. Like, should I get a job at this chain neighborhood barbershop? It was fun. So, that's the immediate of what I've been up to. Get ready with me, Deke Afternoon. Let's see what else. Okay, so I have another story, and like, we'll see how this goes. I might have to save some of these for, I have no idea what this... Oh, that is. We did the cards. We've talked about that. Now I have two more things to tell you about. Number one, which is a quickie, is that I'm a little off right now, but for a while there, I was really holding steady with General Hospital. And on General Hospital, I came back just in time. Just like days... It's probably less of my own, like, imagining that I have extremely intuitive psychic abilities, and more of that people probably tune in the week between Christmas and New Year's because they're, like, off from work at home, and so they watch General Hospital for the first time in a million years, like happened to me. And then they, like, hope to suck them in. But everyone, Luke Spencer is dead on General Hospital. They killed off Luke Spencer. I want you to know that he's absolutely not dead. Because he, the character has been living in Australia. I think maybe the real actor lives in Australia. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to my mother about it yet. I haven't gotten into the lore. But Luke was in Australia, and COVID, who's that? They don't even, act like COVID. They're like, they, COVID is a thing of the past in Port Charles. I think it was just like, oh, it came and it went. Nobody's talking about, nothing's happening. That's good. They're all, in fact, they're all in the same hot yoga class all the time. Like, they're always in hot yoga on, in General Hospital these days. And no masks, no anything. Like, this is just a not, it's not even a thing. They're real close to each other. But Luke has been in Australia, and he's died because he was riding on a train, a trolley car. He was riding on a trolley car and it exploded. And his body wasn't found, but his belongings were found at the scene. So that is as proof as anyone needs to know that he is actually firmly dead. And that's been... it's weird to say that his death has been a fun experience, but it's been a fun experience because they're really like pulling in people who were the 90s and I guess 70s, the whole time. I guess they're just the whole time. The Anchor families. We're really getting into the Anchor families and who's around. And like people have come back that have been away for a long time and they're reacting to Luke's death, like the sister, Bobby, Jacqueline. What's her name? Jacqueline? What's Bobby's name? This is terrible radio. Jacqueline Zeman. Thank you, Google. Jacqueline Zeman. I'm almost a Jackie Zuniga, and I that's Daphne Zuniga. I'm messing up my soap opera actors, but she's there. She looks exactly the same as she did in 1994. It's just wild to see the different levels of surgery. Perhaps I said that another time while I was watching General Hospital, but like sometimes you don't, it's like it takes a second to recognize somebody because they're just like have a new face, and sometimes their face is totally frozen in time, even though it's been 30 years since last, you know, since they looked exactly the same as they did then. So it's a pretty fascinating show to watch, and everyone's crying because Luke's dead, and they're just like bringing people around, and there's like a couple other cute storylines. I put it on when I get home from work and I'm like feeding the cat and eating because it's like 30 minutes that are quick and meaningless. I don't really have to pay attention. I just kind of like the tone and how it sounds. Really, it's a lot of the shows I like. Oh, Luke is dead, but not really. Whenever Tony Geary wants to come back in through the door, Luke's alive. Let's be clear. So, I have a New Year's tale to tell. Are you ready? Having a sip. So, you all know my friend Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca! She's my roommate. She's a kombucha scoby. And you've heard the tales. So she was on a long break for a while. We recently rebrewed. It's time to brew. I'm already getting into bad habits, Rebecca. It's fine. But she's doing great. And she's just like recharged, making new scobies, having babies all the time. But I had a pretty old scoby of Rebecca's sitting there. And our friend Weird Deer in Oregon, hey Weird Deer, on the gram, had told a story in her stories about, you know, hey, if you've got a scoby, I do. Maybe, you know, you want to go outside and give it to the earth for just a New Year's ritual. And, you know, just like put, you know, all whatever you want to from the past into that scoby and go bury it outside. And I said, doesn't that sound nice? And I looked up, should I use my new scoby or is my old scoby more potent? And the answer is you should use your new scoby, probably. And so I said, fine, it's time to go. And now I am, full disclosure, trying to stay away from mysticism in my life a little bit. Just like, we'll talk about it another time. But so I said, I'm not going to go do the whole ritual, personally. I know myself, and I'm just not going out. It was cold. It was snowy still, I think. I said, I'm not going out there and burying anything in the yard. But what I will do is put the SCOBY right next to, just throw it outside. I'll go outside and I'll put it next to the door. So when I leave, my door is like, my windows, my apartment's half underground, okay? So when you exit, there's like a ledge that's under someone else's like stairs where there's a little dirt patch. And I just put anything that I want to decompose in there, kind of. Not anything, but like, you know, dead pieces of my plants that are outside and stuff. I just chuck them under there. You don't really see it. And it's like kind of fun. It's right there. And like, I'm acting like it's garbage, but I kind of like this little spot of dead plants. And I'm like, hi, dead plants, you know. So I just said, Rebecca's just going to go in the poor unfortunate soul's graveyard. And she's just going to chill out there. And that's going to be that. And I wonder, like, so I just went outside and said, Rebecca, you know, girl, you know. You already know. You already, here's my ritual. You know, Rebecca. Peace. I'll be with new Rebecca Jr. in there. Baby Rebecca, who is the same as Rebecca because she just splits, you know. So I said, bye, old Rebecca. And I just put her in this thing, which is like below a little lip, below a little, there's a concrete, you know, slab before. So I put her in there and I said, you know what to do. We're not going through this. Goodbye. Thank you, Rebecca. Goodbye. And then I went inside and I wondered what if something kooky happens with Rebecca? You know what I'm saying? Like, tomorrow, will there be a sign of Rebecca in my non-mysticism, in attempting to be non-mystical and to separate myself from things that aren't facts and truth and science? Still, mystically, what if something wacky happens to Rebecca? And then I went to sleep. Good night. Happy New Year. I went to the Animal Crossing. I didn't just say goodnight, Happy New Year. First, I went outside and I looked at the Space Needle, which they have, like, fireworks, this wacky show. And so I, like, went outside and saw that. I can see that from my yard. And then I went inside and I went into Animal Crossing and I said, hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Muffy, hey. Hey, ooh, I got a snapper. And I snapped and I did the party and I had a great time. And then I went to bed. And then on New Year's Day, the next day, I woke up and I went outside for some reason. I had to go to the trash. I don't know what I was doing. I had the day off. I was chilling. And wouldn't you know that I exited my door and I turned my head and there, sitting on the ledge, not in the dirt below, not hidden in the dirt below, not in the poor unfortunate soul's garden, sitting on the concrete ledge of the retaining wall next to my door, staring me in the face, was Rebecca. I said, what? 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 Rebecca? What are you doing up there? Oh, and Rebecca said, I think a raccoon got me. I don't know why that was her accent. But I do think, I think a raccoon got Rebecca and picked her up for a minute. Unless Rebecca through nature and magic rose up and propped herself up to a seated position and waited for me to exit my apartment to see her and look her in the face. I think what happened was that a raccoon, because we have so many raccoons here, sniffed out Rebecca and said, what is this beautiful, beautiful being that I found here? And then probably took a bite and said, no, thank you. And moved it a foot over to the ledge and left her there. That's what I think practically happened. But also she could have risen through the power of friendship and magic. Not that I'm being mystical. Not that I'm being mystical. She could have risen through the power of friendship, love, and magic and sat upon the wall like Humpty Dumpty. But she did not fall. She just, well, I did say, oh, Rebecca. And I threw her right back where she was. Oh, Rebecca. Well, fun. Good times. That's all I have. That's all I have. What else is in this book? I have other stories that I'm going to have to remember because I didn't write them down. But that's it. Collage, Rebecca, General Hospital. Hey, if you... Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for supporting this pod, to everybody who supports this pod. You can support this pod at... what is it? anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. And that's, I believe you could probably go there if you'd like to no longer support this pod as well. So feel free. Either way, you can donate $1, $5, or $10 a month there, or you can end your subscription, or you can just listen to this for free because if it's very, very, very reasonable for you to do that. But any support that we get here, we appreciate. And by we, I mean me and Benjamin and Rebecca. We are a we. I almost said by we, I mean me. But you, Benjamin, also benefit. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for the ragtime band music. Old Jackson F. Smith. Hold on. Ragtime Cantina. All right, here he comes. There he is. There he is, Jackson Cantina Rag. Come on. Thank you. Yeah, and hey, if you want, like, I'm just collaging, who knows? Who knows when collages are going out? I just randomize. But if you support this pod and you'd like to receive a collage in the mail, you can email me at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com. If you don't support this podcast, you can also send me your address at lindajamesproductions@gmail.com, and I'll send you a collage someday, sometime, some way. Yeah, I hope you're well. Stay safe out there. We will talk whenever we talk again. Probably soon, though. I'm going to try to write down a little list and talk to you soon. Thanks for stopping by, internet acquaintance. Olive juice, olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. Goodbye.